That was like 3 months ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show, episode 38.
Date.
We are back and better than ever.
Holy shit.
Woo! There you go. There it is. This is a celebration, bitches. We have officially been doing this for 1 year. Holy God in heaven. You would think, why don't we have 52 episodes? Well, Cameron, why don't we have 52 episodes?
Well, first of all, get off my case. Second, some of the episodes were split up into multiple episodes, so we do and we don't, but...
It's probably more than 52.
But also, yeah, we skip some weeks sometimes.
Shh. Don't tell them that.
But yeah, we've never skipped a week, and how dare you?
How dare you insinuate as such? Welcome. It's kind of cool. Way back when we recorded half an episode, when we first started, I don't know, do we ever publish that?
It's probably still floating around.
In the ether?
Yeah.
But listening in, Spencer Cantrell, who was on that half episode way back when, say hi, Spencer.
Hi, Spencer.
Funny motherfucker!
Personality.
So this will be a fun episode. It's a light episode. I'm not really. I mean, there's a lot to talk about because, as you may have noticed, we've been absent lately for a lot of different reasons. We've all been quite busy, and this is the first time we've got to come back. But we're going to talk a lot about the shit that went down at Comic-Con this year.
Yes, you'll have just, to... Okay.
And yeah. Well, and just pop culture-y things that we've missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's maybe, been a few. Maybe some roundtable. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe not. We'll see how it goes. Who are we joined by today? Sound engineer.
Alex Cunningham.
You got to turn it up a little bit.
Alex Cunningham.
Alex Cunningham is joining us. Sound engineer Alex Cunningham, who will be joining us soon in a new segment called Alex Watches Movies.
okay. Yes.
In which the thing that the audience may not know about you is that you haven't seen so many movies.
It's true though.
Spencer can relate. But recently we watched Pulp Fiction for the first time together, and I thought it would be a great idea to do a segment where we watch a movie and then we discuss like a movie that I've seen a billion times and that you're seeing for the first time and then discuss it afterwards.
Oh yeah. Well, the subtitle can be "You haven't seen that?"
Yeah. Alex watches movies, subtitle "You haven't seen that?"
Yeah.
We're also joined by longtime guest and friend of the show,
Philip Maloney.
Philip Maloney.
I wish little birthday things would go free. Right there.
Wish I had that on my soundboard.
Yeah, well.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
This is probably like your eighth or ninth appearance on the show.
Something like that.
I think he's, aside from you and I, he's...
probably the most recurring guest.
VIP.
don't come on.
Can I at least have like a smiley face sticker?
Sure.
Okay, oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Maybe not today, but you will get one.
Yes.
So... What's new, buddy? It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, I've just been working on the normal stuff.
Yep.
You, however...
What?
Were, doing what you do.
I guess.
Yeah.
I was away for almost the whole summer. I mean,
seems
really.
Like, yeah.
I was gone for 2 weeks for workshop jobs. And then I was gone for 8 days... working on a film in Indiana called Chopping Block, and we may talk more about that later, but suffice to say, it was a very, very trying time for me. It was a lot of fun, but due to behind-the-scenes bullshit and shitty producers... I can say this kind of stuff on my own show.
Yeah.
Fuck the producers of that fucking movie.
Damn!
Not the money. I should say the money people. Fuck them and their stupid fucking asses, and I hope they hear this fucking show.
Damn.
So I can say those things on my own program. But otherwise, the director, Josh Hollett, was kind of we've been trying to work together for a number of years, and it was kind of a perfect experience being able to work with him. And it was my very last effects job, so...
Ever?
And, yeah, probably. Yeah, in like a major thing. I'll do smaller things, but I'll never do another like full film like that. Or
you just sour you to the experience.
I'm just tired. Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Was it your League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
So am I Sean Connery in this situation?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of. I mean, and the effects were fun to do, but the bullshit we had to deal with from these money people was, you know, it was a little ridiculous. And again, I say that because it wasn't the director's fault, it wasn't the cast's fault, and it wasn't the crew's fault. It was strictly these shitty money people.
They wouldn't shell out money for, like, real blood and stuff.
They just, they made it very difficult for us to do our jobs. And in a timely fashion.
They made it difficult for you to do your job in a timely fashion? Like, they immediately made it hard for you to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a timely fashion, they made it pretty difficult.
Well, I see what you did. I can't add commas to my speech.
English is a tricky language.
What are these money people's names and addresses and phone numbers?
I could be that guy after the shit we had to go through, but I won't. If you'd like them, contact us via our Facebook page, and I'll provide you with that information.
I've got a full carton of eggs in the freezer. Just wait.
This is fucking driving to Indiana just to throw some eggs. I'm down.
if it were, but I mean, was the amount of work or the type of work that you were doing the reason you don't want to do it, or just the stuff you had to deal with?
No, just the stuff I had to deal with. The work was fine. The work was fun. But there's also a certain amount of pressure involved, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's pressure as a director and as a writer and as an actor, but effects, you know, I mean, when you have such an effects-heavy film, it was a slasher comedy, so when you have such an effects-heavy film, there's a certain amount of pressure, you know, involved with getting it right and getting it right the first time, you know? We did have to do several setups on some of the effects, and that, you know, the pressure's on at that point, you know? And I don't, I'm just, Matt Scott, who hopefully will come on the show soon, and who was my effects partner on the shoot, and has been a friend of mine for a while now, and worked on our film, he did an incredible job, you know, and without him there would not have been the effects. I mean, it was definitely a two-person job, and it's very clear that this is what he wants to do with his life, and you could tell that, you know, he even when things went wrong, it was just, all right, let's reset, and, you know, for both of us, I mean, we kept each other, you know, pretty sane throughout the shoot. I'm just glad to be back. I'm glad to be focusing on this kind of stuff again, and glad to be home. So, I guess we'll just hop right into it. What do you think?
Let's go.
Hop.
We'll talk some news items, and then we'll hop into some trailers. We have a whole cavalcade of trailers this time.
They may or may not get edited into the final product.
non-Comic-Con news. Vince Vaughn and Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men and Get 'Em to the Greek are being considered for True Detective Season 2.
Rad.
That's pretty fucking cool.
It is pretty cool.
I like her a lot. I'd like to see her do more, and I think this could be, you know, kind of a bigger...
She's pretty.
You think so? She's got an interesting look.
She's pretty.
Which one is she?
She...
She Betty Draper?
Nope.
Oh, then what? I forget her name.
I don't know.
I know her name. Which one is Elizabeth Moss?
Have you seen Get Him to the Greek?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
It was Jonah Hill's girlfriend in Get Him to the Greek. Yeah. Lost you.
I don't remember.
It's fine.
We should keep it.
I think. She's not my type.
Okay.
Yeah, she's alright. I have just looked her up on my phone.
Will you show Philip?
Well, hold on. This isn't a very good picture. It's kind of blurry.
Oh, yeah. She is hot. She used to be married to.
Couldn't tell you.
Portlandia guy. I'm blanking.
Fred Armisen.
Did she really?
For like 3 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And there's going to be 4 total leads this time for season 2 of True Detective.
When's the last time Vince Vaughn has been in something not The Internship?
Well, here's the thing. When we were working on effects on the shoot one night, The Internship was on. I can honestly say it is awful.
It looked awful.
It's so bad.
It looked awful.
Oh my god, it was painfully bad. But it was like one of those things where we were working and neither of us wanted to change the channel.
Yeah.
So we saw almost the entirety of the film, probably mm-hmm. the last hour and change of the film. And I was just like, ugh, this is bad.
I'm really glad I haven't seen anything about this.
Do you know anything about it?
I have not seen this film.
You haven't seen it? Wedding Crashers at Google.
Yeah, essentially, that's really the plot. Holy shit, yeah. You could just replace the scenario and yeah, it's that film. So, I don't know, Vince Vaughn in a serious role might be good, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying, the only thing I can think of is Psycho.
And for all the shit that gets, I mean, he did a passable job, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't bad.
I haven't seen it. That was like 15 years ago.
You haven't seen that?
I haven't seen the remake of Psycho, no. Forgive me.
Gus Van Sant's masterpiece. So I don't know. I'm curious to see who the other two could be. Obviously, Owen Wilson.
Mm. It's supposed clearly. To be in it, right?
Huh?
Brad Pitt's still supposed to be in it, right?
True Detective?
Yeah.
No shit.
They announced that like 3 months ago.
I hadn't heard that at all.
Yeah.
I read it on like two or three different things that he was the only person that they had said so far was supposed to be in it.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt, Vince Vaughn, Elizabeth Moss, and blank.
Sounds like a sexy sandwich.
And Pauly Shore.
Yes, finally.
Just to make it good for Philip.
So this is kind of awful, horrible news. The American remake of The Raid is circling Taylor Kitsch,
yeah. who is in
Battleship, and John Carter of Mars as the lead. Fuck my butt. This sounds
I will watch that all day.
No, you won't.
Yes, I
no,
will.
You, fuck no. you. No, you won't. You know that's bad.
I can go either way with it.
Stop it!
With Taylor Kitsch, I mean... I don't... It's not going to depend on him.
He's got to be able to carry that.
Yeah, I'm
that's
saying...
That's a weighty thing to have to fucking carry.
If... I think that's going to depend way more on the people who are choreographing and all that stuff. Whether it works or not. Because the original is not about the acting. It's about awesome things happening.
Yeah, but you have to feel for that character.
He just needs to have a wife and kid that he needs to get home to.
No,
that's all that is. That's the end of the emotional content of The Raid.
I don't know, man.
I haven't seen Battleship, but there's not a doubt in my mind that the acting's stellar. So
Battleship is a really good bad movie.
You feel like there's a real battleship somewhere.
It's like Philip comes on the show just to like shove skewers under my nails. That's what it feels
I'm
like.
I'm your foil, bruh.
I don't know, man. I just feel really, really...
Jared Padalecki is the only person who could possibly be any better.
When are you two getting married? Have you and Jared announced a date
when he
yet?
Accepts, when he follows me on Twitter.
So this is bad. I think this is a bad idea.
It could be very bad.
Okay, at least admit that.
Yes, it could be.
And you're right. I mean, a lot of it does come down to the visual content of the film, because that's what it's primarily made up of. But mm-hmm. his track record as a leading man is not very good. So
yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting into Comic-Con news, which is fine. But they really started to heavily tease the Last of Us movie. They have a teaser poster out, and Sam Raimi has said that he has met with Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones for the role of Ellie.
Hmm.
Well, how you feel about that?
I am not familiar with Game of Thrones.
Well, do you know the character? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't know the actress. I know Ellie, obviously.
Okay. I mean, you'd know her if you saw her. Hey, look that up, Alex.
Okay. I know that there's a game and that there are possibly thrones
some
involved.
Thrones involved?
That's about the extent of my knowledge. And I know that there's that short guy in it.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what's the character's name?
That's
Maisie Williams.
M-A-I-S-I-E?
Yeah.
Here it is. One of the top results is Maisie Williams Vine, so I'm really anxious to see
what... Oh, she's got great vines.
I'm anxious to see what that's about.
I heard it through the great vines.
Show a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I can see
it. I like our pixelated.
I don't know, man.
My phone is not being kind to this podcast.
I mean, that's not who I would expect. Okay. But... Yeah.
Well, you can't have Ellen Page.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's kind of like... I'm stuck on that a little bit.
Yeah, Ellen Page is too old now.
Yeah. But she might be great. I'm not a Game of Thrones fan at all, so I don't know. I mean, I see a lot of her character floating around the internet, so... You know, who knows? It could work. Sam Raimi, I'm sorry, he can't do anything wrong. I haven't seen the
Spider-Man 3.
Great Marvel Oz. Oh, fuck, you're right.
Yeah. What?
Have you seen Spider-Man 3?
I have blinders on to Spider-Man 3.
It doesn't exist.
I was amused by Spider-Man 3, I'll admit that.
It's a good bad movie.
You guys are the worst.
Good bad movie.
Peter Parker's hair,
here's
though.
Some kind of...
on point.
So they've announced the three monsters for the Godzilla sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Rodan, Mothra, and
Megan Streisand.
No. Oh my god.
I forgot about Megan Streisand.
Holy shit. What a cool fucking movie that would be. Ghidorah?
The I'm not
multi-headed
familiar.
Dragon?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mothra. I'm sold on Mothra.
Already.
I'm further sold on Rodan. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's pretty fucking cool. I still haven't seen the first one, or the new one.
Same.
We should go see that.
I haven't seen that.
It's at the $2 theater.
We keep talking about that.
Huh?
I saw most of it.
What happened?
When we were in Alabama, there was a drive-in theater across the street from Jackie's parents' house, when we were with Jackie, and we watched it in the front yard, but we showed up like 20 minutes into it, and we just backed up Eric's car and listened to it through that and watched it. It was like still close enough to where it was like watching it on like a 40-inch TV, so it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited though. Like that's a big step. Three monsters, like three, you know, like very insanely popular mm-hmm. monsters.
Mm-hmm. And it could be like Spider-Man 3, where it's like all those extra villains just make it better.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Amazing Spider-Man
more,
2.
More.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like some other movie with a bunch of villains in it.
X-Men 3.
Which one are you talking about?
Never mind.
What's it called?
Hmm?
I didn't think so.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. It's like Bane.
Also announced at Comic-Con a King Kong origin movie called Skull Island. And they had a teaser trailer, and it's going to come out in 2016. And apparently it's going to be directed by Joe Cornish, who did Attack the Block.
Ooh.
Yes.
Has Jack Black confirmed?
Yes,
God,
as a baby. He's a baby Jack Black.
Is it supposed to be like the same King Kong universe as
I don't think Peter
Jackson? Okay.
I think it's new. Well, here's the thing, too. It's going to be owned by Legendary Pictures, who are doing Godzilla.
Okay. Mashup.
I smell mashup coming.
Well, didn't Legendary do Pacific Rim, too?
Yeah.
Holy
triple mash.
Let's just go ahead.
Yeah.
They're planning their own Avengers.
I think though.
If this doesn't happen, they are idiots.
Yes.
Turbo idiots.
Turbo idiots. Not just regular idiots, Mike.
They are supersonic, idiotic, disconnected, dopey-headed, double-decker dorks.
You forgot brain-infected. That comes before disconnected.
Oh, sorry. I've never heard brain-infected.
That's the way I heard it.
Was that from...
It's one of those things little kids say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be before my time. Also announced by Sam Raimi himself, an Evil Dead television show.
What?
Starring Bruce Campbell.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I'll fuck you right in the ass, sir. Right in the pooper, bend over, here comes the chainsaw.
Asshole.
I'm putting my finger inside my hand shaped like a hole.
Ash is back! What? How? Bruce is too old. He's too old.
He's never too old for anything. He is magic.
You know who's really great in?
What?
Burn Notice.
Yes, he was. He was great in Burn Notice, and I don't care who knows it. I love Burn Notice, Alex. Buckwit. I love Burn Notice.
I have never seen that series.
Well, then you don't know what you're missing, because it's incredible.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Nope.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, I am aware of it.
Nope.
Does that count?
I mean, I guess it counts to be aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm aware of a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, global warming.
Yeah.
HIV, AIDS,
Ebola.
Thank you. Thank you for specifying.
So, I don't know, man. It depends where they go with it, where they pick up. Like, is it brand new?
Is Taylor Kitsch going to be in it?
Is Taylor Kitsch going to be in it?
Isn't it supposed to also go to a film as well, or no?
Oh, I didn't read that, but probably.
I was thinking it was going to also go to that, but I could be wrong.
Well, we'll see. But, I mean, my hopes are high. Like, I want it to be fucking kick-ass. And
exactly.
I can't imagine what network it'll be on.
That's what I'm about to ask you, what network.
No, they haven't announced any of that. So, that would hopefully be a great Netflix original.
Or Netflix, yeah. Someone's got to put the production value behind it.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, because without production value, you know.
Unless they go the opposite and they do no production value.
And it's just really, like,
old school Evil Dead kitschy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too kitschy.
Fuck.
So, that's physical news items. We're going to take a break as we go into trailers, and
here's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna record. I'm gonna hit record for a little bit while the trailer is playing.
Oh, instead of.
I mean, are we doing more than three?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
way more.
I mean, I could send you all the audio.
Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
So I'll send you all the trailer audio. All
right.
Behind the scenes we're going to need a bigger show.
The people like to hear the minutia of how the show is produced. Right. So I just want to get it.
Do they? All right. So here's a quick break, and we'll be back from the trailers.
Warp Day.
How do I look? Did you notice anything unusual?
Alien hearts?
What are they?
You know how I think we should proceed? I should grind me up some OxyContin and have a little snort.
My name is Max. My world is fire and blood.
I'm so scared. This guy wants to turn me into an animal or something. I don't want to die in Canada.
Sin City's where you go in with your eyes open. Or you don't come out at all.
How did I get here?
One day I'll remember. Remember everything that happened. The good, the bad. Those who survived. And those that did not.
Come on, you guys. Who's doing that?
Sarah, cut it out.
I'm not pushing it.
Just spelled hi, friend.
Hey, this is freaking me out. I'm done with this.
I like your dog.
My husband's coming back. Just take whatever you want. Just get out.
And we're back.
Trailers.
Wow. Lots of trailers.
So many trailers.
All of the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start at the top. Horns!
Horns looks
interesting.
Couldn't
see it, but the guy grew horns and there was snakes.
Yes. There were snakes and horns and Harry Potter with an American accent.
I wonder what the connection between, like, the horns and the snake and the pitchfork was. Because I feel like there's got to be something there.
It's like, based on a book by Joe Hill.
Could it be, Satan?
And
Satan?
It's a really great book. And this movie I've been looking forward to for a really long time. I'm glad to finally see a trailer. It looks like it's doing the book some justice. I'm pretty excited for this one.
I like magical realism stuff.
Yeah.
So,
in case you couldn't hear it in the trailer, Heather Graham's still looking hot.
She isn't aging.
Nope.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
She sleeps in Tupperware at night.
Yeah. Just like Erie, Indiana.
Yeah. Yes, you know. Fuck it. Come on. Yes. Fucking right. Good deal, man.
Yep.
next up, Mad Max.
Holy fucking shit!
It looks pretty mad.
You know.
And rad.
Yeah.
Rad Max.
Also bad.
What?
Rad Max. I was a little disappointed because despite the title, there were no furries.
Yeah.
And it is obviously titled Furry Road.
I think you misread. It's Fury Road.
I am going to go rethink my life.
Man, it looks really good. I'm a fan of the Mel Gibson ones. Pretty much the only thing I like.
I've only seen the first one, and I was pretty disappointed.
I never saw it.
Beyond Thunderdome is incredible.
Okay, I do. I know I need to see the other two. Yeah. So.
Clear this up for me. Is Mad Max based on a Philip K. Dick short story? I was thinking it was.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Never mind.
Do Mad Max's dream of no gasoline? Yeah.
I think George Miller did that. Yeah, I think that's his own original property.
Okay.
But Tom Hardy, pretty perfect choice.
Mm-hmm.
Charlize Theron with like a fucking mechanical arm and shit.
Yeah.
Hot. Just that visually, like visually, it's pretty.
Up. Yeah.
Cool.
Visually,
a pretty stunning trailer. I mean, and from what I understand, it's like 99% practical. Like, they didn't rely on CGI a whole lot.
Cool.
So all the car crashes and shit, practical.
Wow.
I'm down. I'm so fucking sold on this movie. It's not even funny. You bastard. Kevin Smith's Tusk. Let's talk about this for a second. I still don't know how to feel about this movie. I'm excited, but it is weird. It's a weird fucking trailer.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad, though.
No.
It looked like it'd be cool.
But I wonder if he's cribbing too much from other stuff. Because it looks like, you know...
Another movie where a guy trying to turn someone into a walrus.
That other one? You remember that one?
Where a guy turned into a walrus? Mm-hmm. I don't know that one.
Human Centipede? Remember that one?
I never watched it, but he didn't turn him into a walrus, did he?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's
it's original. It's not a centipede, it's a walrus.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, wasn't there a walrus in, like, the island of... What do you call it?
Dr. Moreau. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah. Yeah, there was a walrus person.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I'm kind of fascinated by the idea, but the tone of it, I don't know if I'll enjoy it or not. You know?
The thing that he's doing now is that he's pulling ideas directly from his podcast.
Mm.
Like where they come across a weird news item and then they make a movie about it. And
okay.
I don't know. Kevin Smith's kind of gone off the rails in the last few years.
Yeah, Red State was good, though.
Red State was great, and that's why I have some hope for this.
Yeah, I feel it'll be along the same lines, where it's a horror movie, but there's still some, like, comedic element and stuff in there.
So, I don't know. Michael Parks is pretty great. I mean, he was great in Red State. He looks like he's going to be great in this. Justin Long. Fat Haley Joel Osment. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just in the face. It's all in the face.
What hobbit hole did he crawl out from? Jesus Christ. He's been spending the last 10 years in the Shire.
Some hobbit music.
Oh. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
The
shuffling of hairy feet.
We'll talk about that in a minute, though. But Sin City 2. Gorgeous.
Looks pretty cool.
It's looking pretty
gorgeous.
Serious.
Yeah. I mean... I love the first one. Mm-hmm. Alex?
I mean... The entire... Like, it's not that I think that it's bad, but the entire... I mean, because it's obviously very well done. I think it's going to be a good movie. I personally have never held any kind of interest in that entire, like, genre, whatever you would call that. Just the
crime noir.
The sort of, like, noir nouveau, I don't know. And again, like I said, that's just a personal thing. I just feel like it's kind of, I feel like past the original shit, I haven't had really any interest in it. But again, that's me.
It's my Pulp Fiction.
Fair enough. I mean, that was good. Well, but see, there's more than that there. I feel like there's just a lot of...
Got really close just now.
There's an airplane very close to this podcast. But yeah, I feel like with that, there's just... it's so saturated with that style. I don't know.
Cameron?
I am for it.
Yeah?
You ain't again it.
Yeah, I ain't again it. There's a lot of TNA, but that comes with Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I mean, stylistically, it looks so in keeping with the original that
Who's got anything against TNA?
It's not against it. It's just, you know, it's
hot. It makes Cameron uncomfortable.
You know, there's a line, I guess, but it seems it's excessive.
I don't think Robert Rodriguez has ever known that line existed. Right. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's part of his deal.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I don't feel like the original was excessive in that regard. Anyway. But anyway, I'm excited about it.
I am too. I'm really, really excited. I'm wondering why Marv is back. If it's a it looks like it's a sequel and a prequel.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand. You know, I don't know. I don't understand how this is going to work. I'm excited.
It looks like a movie to kill for.
I'm gonna stop.
You mean a movie to kill for?
Hobbit. Peter Jackson said that this one, he came out today and said that this was his favorite of the three Hobbit movies. Convenient. Yeah. That was the last one.
It has the potential to be the most entertaining.
Is the dragon dead at this point?
No, the dragon is just pissed off.
Why?
At this point. Because they went into his home, tried to get what they were trying to get.
Which is gold.
Gold and some kind of treasure. I can't really remember the specifics. And a ring. No, they already had a ring. But the point is they tried to melt him with gold.
Dildo has the ring already?
Yes.
Okay. Dildo Baggins.
And
gotta bag it, egg it up.
Yeah, so they tried to throw some liquid gold on him, and they did, but he said, I'm gonna shatter this liquid gold and then I'm gonna go burn up this town.
Oh,
so he's super pissed. There's going to be a huge dragon battle, which they showed none of, which I thought was interesting.
So what is the five armies? Is it the army is fighting, or are they all fighting the dragon?
Well, it's I can't remember the specifics, but basically the dwarves, being the greedy little, you know, gold,
buttholes.
Yeah, they like the trailer hinted at, they go to war with these other people who think the gold is theirs.
The humans?
Yeah, there's humans, there's eagles, there's, like, it gets weird. Like, there's like an ant army. It's crazy. Yeah. I can't remember if it's ant army.
I don't think those things are going to be in this movie, are they?
They aren't. I'm pretty sure the eagles will be in it.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
An army of eagles.
I'm going from the Sin City trailer to this trailer. I gotta say, the colors look amazing in this movie. Sin City, it looks really good, but...
No colors.
The colors aren't popping, I don't know what it is. It's kind of... Yeah. It didn't seem as current.
Yeah, what was that, like iMovie 06 filter, I think?
Oh, God.
Oh, just it seemed a little grainy looking to me.
Right.
The explosions looked good.
Anything to derail. It's like...
the Philip way.
Hey, Hobbits! I mean, obviously, I don't care.
Yeah, you've made that plain.
Yeah.
Many, many times.
Yes.
I just don't care. I'm still, like, I'm curious. So, like, when I ask you questions, I'm not making fun. I'm, like, I'm legitimately curious as to what's going on.
I couldn't tell you all the specifics, okay. But that's it in a nutshell, is that the dragon is pissed and that people are going to go to war fighting over his hoard.
His hordes, huh?
Yes.
His gold.
He's got a dragon hoard.
Then they kill him. Does anybody get it at the end?
It gets divvied up. I can't remember how, or, you know. Mm. Bilbo leaves a rich man, I know that much.
Dildo!
Biblo.
Biblo
Boggins.
This is slow cousin.
Anyway.
Then the other two that we watched were not Comic-Con trailers, but fuck, we need to talk about them. Ouija.
Looks
dumb. So bad. It is one of the worst trailers I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It was like a cob of corn being shoved into my eyes.
I like bad movies.
You do. You traditionally like some pretty awful movies.
I was watching Christmas with the Cranks the other day, and Mike is like, why are you watching
And you're like,
it looks bad.
Shoot.
I'm watching it because it looks, but I didn't make it through that one. That one was too bad.
Well, Ouija looks like it might be on par with Christmas with the Cranks. It looks really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it could be fun bad. Like I said, Battleship was a good bad movie, but that one looks like it could just be boring.
Yeah, boring. I'm sorry. Those people are 30 years old.
Yeah.
I've never seen, like,
obviously.
I mean, but that's insulting, like, to tell us that those are high school students.
Right.
We've been told that all the time.
I know, and it's always insulting. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's always insulting. I'm just like, ugh, stop it. You gotta stop.
The 30-something year old witch.
Well, there she is.
I'm sure there's a lot of teenagers who would be perfectly willing to be in a stupid movie about stupid
stupidness.
Stupid idiots.
That shit where she's flossing and then she's sewing her mouth up, or her mouth is sewn up.
That didn't even
make
sense.
That was exactly as the Oculus trailer, exactly as the Evil Dead remake trailer.
And it's the Strangeland thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been done to death.
To death. To fucking death.
It was scary, though. If that were to happen to me when I was flossing, if I floss, I would be like, man, my life is scary.
Yeah, my life just got real scary, man.
This is spooky. Anyway, if anything,
this is spooky scary.
But it looks bad. So,
yeah. Yes.
Then Annabelle, because what are they going to start? They're going to start spinning off movies from a fucking inanimate object that had 2 minutes of screen time. Like, what the fuck is that? Conjuring, not a great movie. Annabelle is going to be worse.
It's going to be the Joni Loves Chachi of horror spin-offs.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, and it's just not a, like, I'm just kind of tired of that style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
I didn't make it through The Conjuring, so I don't even know what Annabelle was.
It was. Did you watch the first minute?
No, I don't think so. I kind of drifted in and out. And I was just
that's
like,
how it starts.
But the title screen showed up, and he was like, nope.
I walked in after the title screen.
Okay, yeah, because it starts with Annabelle, because that's their first case, or one of the cases that they're investigating. Uh-huh. And they take the doll back home, and then it makes a couple more appearances, but it's just not enough to have its own fucking movie. Like, there's nothing, and it's just so untrue to life, because in reality it's in, like, the actual Warren's Annabelle doll is a Raggedy Ann doll, and it's just, come on, stop, enough is enough. So I don't know, that's frustrating. It's and I'm just tired of that whole style of you know, supernatural movie. I like your doll, like, stop whispering. Oh, it's scary still. No.
you know, another thing that's done to death and needs to stop is the little girls singing a nursery rhyme with, like, ominous behind it. And it's like, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I creeped out right now?
No.
Am I creeped out?
No, I am bored.
Children are scary.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are they? Sperm, they're not people? I don't know.
So yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, we made it through all that. Made it through all that news. There's a lot of other news that we didn't cover, but you can go look for that.
Did you hear about the Men in Black reboot?
They're not doing a Men in Black reboot.
I promise they are.
No, they're not. That was a rumor.
I read about it on Cracked, and they had sources cited.
That's the rumor mill.
Oh.
That was a plan for this long, Philip.
It was just
his fingers
like
are very
yesterday.
Close together.
But now it's gone.
Okay.
Just as quickly as it came, Philip. It's all gone.
I believed
again.
It. Cracked's never lied to me.
Really? Philip, really?
Not that I've researched and actually found out about.
Mm-hmm. You go back, and then you come back on, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, they're going to reboot Lethal Weapon 2.
Just two?
Just two.
In addition,
Lethal Weapon also.
So, I don't know, man. Is that it? So, yeah, I mean, maybe that's it then. We just close it. We just say.
With our birthday episode, we've discussed a
plethora.
A cavalcade.
Woo!
Cornucopia. A mess.
A cornucopia from Spencer.
A panoply.
A pile.
Sure. Of
stuff.
And it was good.
From the Comic-Cons. Hey, let's talk about Guardians of the Galaxy real quick, though.
We should.
My God, if you haven't seen that movie, what are you doing with your life?
Jumping off of cliffs.
Into water?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's pretty good.
That's
like
good,
you're making your
however,
own movie.
Go.
I know. I plan on it.
It was the most satisfying movie, like, theater experience I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
To me, it was, like, right under Pacific Rim in terms of how much fun I had.
See, and I had slightly more fun than that.
I had fun at Pacific Rim.
Actually, I probably had a lot more fun. I had a great time watching Pacific Rim.
Mm-hmm.
But this was unbridled joy from start to finish.
Does Rocket Raccoon look shred the whole time?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, the CG's on point.
Like, so on point.
Nice.
It's like, tangible. I mean, it feels so real.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the villains were great. Seeing Thanos for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And delivering dialogue, it sent chills up my spine. And nice. Ronan, I think, is a really great villain.
Yeah.
They give him enough to do, you know. Nebula, mm-hmm. I thought she was great.
I really liked her makeup
and
stuff.
And hers is the most grueling. Karen Gillian shaved her head and then underwent a 4-hour makeup every day for that. And it shows. I mean, it is a very intense makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Michael
Rooker?
Rooker is incredible.
Oh, my God.
He's essentially Merle.
Just himself.
He's Space Merle. But
Space Merle is a good way to put it.
Yeah, but he's perfect. He's great, you know.
Another Space Merle.
Space Merle.
His weapon is one of the coolest weapons I've seen in a movie in a long time.
Yeah. It's a departure from the comic book Yondu, but it is really fucking cool. Chris Pratt as Star-Lord is funny, and I mean it harkens back to, you know, Indy and Han Solo, and uh-huh. you know,
it does in a way, but I thought there's a Chris Pratt twist on it.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah, he doesn't, it's almost like Chris Pratt is Star-Lord, you know. It's got his humor and everything, and he's just kind of playing it the way that you see him do in interviews and shit like that, you know.
When I first saw that, when I first saw that Chris Pratt was going to be in the movie, I thought, well, it's going to be Andy Dwyer in space,
and it kind of
made me kind of nervous. But within the first 5 minutes of the movie, I was like, no, this works perfectly. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. this is great.
It was just the right amount of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is no disrespect. I mean, it works so it doesn't take itself too seriously. The serious moments come in, you know, like, they show up and are gone just as quick as they were there. I mean, it there's a lot of heart, and it's, you know, you can just tell how much James Gunn enjoys what he's doing, you know, like, and he said it. He said, this is the movie that I wanted to make. You're going to see the movie I wanted to make. And filmmakers don't always get to say that, you know.
They rarely get to say
that. Yeah. So I think
catchphrases.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
I am Groot.
We are Groot.
I
think that's one of the biggest things it had in common with Pacific Rim, in that it just, every frame dripped with love.
Love and style.
It just felt like everybody in it was on board and wanted it to be awesome.
It has the best nods to, you know, like, other Marvel properties. Mm-hmm. The post-credit sequence is just so silly.
You'd never see it coming in a million years.
You'll never, I was just like...
Well, now I will.
I don't
not,
think...
Not, what, not even What, not even what it is, you would never, ever see coming.
You'd be like, nice. Oh, like, really? That's what they're pulling out of the bag? It is a character that has no business in the Marvel Cinematic Universe at all.
Yes.
But now I want them to do a full movie with this person.
It needs to happen.
And there's just a lot of little nods and a lot of love, and it all just looks so beautiful, and I can't wait to see it again. I'm dying to see it again.
And Benicio del Toro.
It's such a small role, but the time that he's on screen it's so campy and wonderful, and just...
Where's he been?
Getting ready for this. I don't know.
regretting Wolfman or whatever?
Well, he's in the post-credit sequence for Thor 2 introduces the Collector. And then in his collection, you could see one of the Dark Elves from Thor 2.
Oh, wow.
You could see a cocoon that's supposed to have Adam Warlock, who's a huge part of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it, but apparently there's one of the slug creatures from James Gunn's Slither, which is perfect. And nobody, you can't freeze frame right now, you know, obviously, because it's still in the theater, but I can't wait to till that comes out and you can go through them, because apparently the collector has a ton of stuff.
Mm.
So, I'm really, really excited. I can't wait to see it again. I haven't, I think it is the best Marvel movie thus far. One of the things we had talked about was, you said it was just under Avengers for you. And
I hope that's not true. I hate Avengers.
Well, that was the thing. Like, everybody's had their own opinion. I mean, for me, it feels like a more personal blockbuster. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it feels like it was... It's disguised. Like, it's a personal movie disguised as a blockbuster.
It's interesting.
You know, just knowing, like, James Gunn's body of work and his style, and to see that infused into a Marvel movie, I think it's the best transition, you know, thus far. So, on a related note, Mallory sent me, I won't say who this person is, but Mallory sent me a thing at like 4 o'clock this morning where a friend of hers had posted on Facebook that it was the worst movie he had ever seen.
Oh.
That, it had zero emotional depth, no character development. And I just sat there like, did he see the same movie? Like,
yeah. Some people just want to be contrarians, so...
And that's what it felt like. It just felt like there was absolutely no reason... I mean, I couldn't understand anything, like, any of that criticism at all, because it just was completely unfounded. I mean, you can't have this many people saying that those things exist, and then one person like, no, that's not... That's completely wrong. You know, it was just like they wanted to disagree. So, I can't praise it enough. I wish I could. I wish I could continue to praise. Like, I wish I could just do a whole show where I talk about how much I loved Guardians of the Galaxy. But I can't. I can just go funnel more money into it. And I'm the fucking... Marvel's got me by balls. I'm the perfect mark for this movie. Because I'm going to go out and buy the merchandise.
You know what? When we left the theater, my wife, Stephanie, would not... stop going on about how she wanted a baby Groot.
Yes. That's what me and Spencer were talking about. We need a fucking dancing Groot.
Yeah, she was like, when you play music, it'll dance like those flowers. Like the flowers. Yeah.
Somebody made like an illustration of one on Tumblr that's blew up because it would be the perfect item.
Yeah.
If they don't come out with that, they've fucked up. Seriously.
Agreed.
Just a dancing Groot would be incredible. And I'll go buy it. Like, I'll go buy a fucking stuffed Rocket Raccoon. I'll go buy a Star-Lord mask. You know, like, it's all deadly. It was all perfect. The music is perfect. Go funnel your money into this. Because next week you're going to get, or Friday, you're going to get Ninja Turtles, and that's already... Everyone is universally panning that movie right now. Like, the reviews are in, and it's bad.
Oh, okay. So it has been seen by people. Okay.
And it's bad. Well, it's real fucking bad. So was I. Yeah. But don't funnel your money into that fucking movie. Go see Guardians again. Go see it three times, you know? Because that's telling Hollywood, hey, we want a quality product. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want the same rehash and shit. Even though it's a superhero property... It's done with love, and it's done, you know, to the best it possibly could be.
You kind of expect that, because it's such an obscure superhero team. It's like one of the least I would ever expect them to make a movie out of.
Yeah.
So and they like, did it, and they pulled it off.
Yeah.
So that would hopefully follow that maybe DC would take some of their better characters, a.k.a. not Superman, and make some good movies out of them.
Or take some of their good, some of their decent characters and make good movies out of it. See, also not Jonah Hex.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's just, it's this really, I don't know, it's a killer flick. It visually, just one of the coolest things I've seen all year. Go now.
I'm one last note about Ninja Turtles. I'm bummed that it wasn't at least decent, because I wanted all the whining people to be, you know...
To eat crow?
Just to be less right.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, has Michael Bay ever done anything good, though?
Well, that's the thing. He just produced it. So it's it's his movie.
I thought he directed it.
So, and I don't have this hatred for Michael Bay that a lot of people do. To me, he's just another person that makes those kinds of movies.
Yeah, it's not like a hatred. It's just, oh, I'm not going to see his movies to me. It's like, this isn't geared towards me. This is geared towards, like, 4-year-old people who want to take their kids and eat popcorn and don't know what movies are.
See, it's a thing of, like, I don't... I don't know him. You know, I don't hate him.
He's a nice guy.
I hate the things he creates. Yeah. I think it just is the lowest.
What about Bad Boys? I mean, like,
Bad Boys was good.
I can enjoy Bad Boys, but right. I think the second one is not good.
Okay.
You know.
Aside from that and Transformers, I couldn't really name off a bunch of stuff that he's done.
Transformers 2.
Yeah, all of the Transformers movies. I don't know, it's just one of those things, like, it's filmmakers and filmmakers like him that it's just kind of, there's no soul to it at all, you know? And then you get something, again, like Guardians, that just has the biggest heart in the world. And on top of that, James Gunn, the way that he celebrates is to write essentially an essay to the fans thanking them. And saying, you know, how much he appreciates this and how much the film belongs to everybody.
We never get that out of Roland Emmerich or
right, or Michael Bay or, you know, or anything like that.
It belongs to everyone, so I can sneak in the back door and they won't care.
Yeah.
Just go see it.
Just send them the invoice. So, I guess that's it. Go see Guardians.
Wait, can you do one spoiler?
Yes.
Last question. Is there Rocket Raccoon full frontal?
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, kind of.
There is.
Yeah,
there really is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Raccoon Dong.
I didn't remember him hanging dong.
The red rocket, as they say. Little red rocket.
And on that note, that concludes our 1 year anniversary podcast. Woo! What a hell of a year it's been, and this next year is going to be even crazier.
That's right.
We're going to do a lot more bigger, better things, and we're going to need a bigger show. We are indeed going to need a bigger show.
Yes.
We're going to need a bigger show. This has been
Cameron B. Childs,
Alex Cunningham,
Phil Maloney,
and I have been Mike D. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will catch you all next week. Bye.